Hello.
Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a local opinion survey about issues that affect your community, and we would like to include a response to the study. Sir, are you a registered voter in Maryland? Can you be so kind to share your opinion? Thank you. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, the flooding, the storms. I'm sorry?
I think that's nonsense.
Okay, and I'm glad you share your opinion. You're the kind of person I would like to talk to. Now, just for quality control, if you allow me to read verbatim, okay, sir, and I do appreciate your patience. Now, the floodings, the storms, and the wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, the heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about the climate change? Very concerned?
Well,
somewhat
I am a first responder. I'm a firefighter, so I don't find any of that with climate change. If you ever look in the history of it, it's cyclical. The forest needs to burn to be healthy, and every so often, you have certain areas that burn more than others, and just it's natural.
Understood, sir. And believe me, I do appreciate you sharing that. Very educational for me. But in order to move forward, and for the sake of the research, how should I record your answer? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned, sir?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Thank you. Now, moving on. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? You strongly agree with that? Someone agrees, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill that make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. A recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Now, Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard? We strongly support. Oppose somewhat or oppose strongly?
Oppose strongly.
Strongly, okay. Moving on. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of various proposals being considered by the state. Now, for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, after each proposal, sir, please indicate whether will you support or oppose the proposal. The first one, increasing access to public transportation. You strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
And providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Support or oppose?
Support. Sorry.
Support. Okay. And now how about improving electrical grid reliability in Maryland? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose?
I'd say I strongly support it.
Okay. And installing air conditioning in buildings that needed it. Same question.
Strongly support.
Okay. And protected infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Same question.
I guess I support it.
Somewhat support. Okay. And building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. We support or oppose this?
I would strongly support it.
Okay. And expanding quality healthcare. Same question. Support.
Strongly support it.
Okay. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? I'm going to read the statements and you can tell me afterwards if you find the statement very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing to you. Now, first one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is this very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing to you?
Not at all convincing at all.
And big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help to pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, Barry, somewhat, not at all convincing.
I am convinced.
Very convincing? Now, the last one. The communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Very somewhat convinced.
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Diminish.
Thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Diminish my opinion.
Thank you, sir. Now, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and our infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you, sir. Now, we're almost done. I appreciate your patience on the line. If the 2024 election were held today, from whom would you vote for president? The candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Now, in which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64?
35
to 49. Thank you, sir. And which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, independent?
Republican.
It's yes, sir. And what is your race? White, African-American, or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, like I said, it's been very educational talking to you, and thank you for serving the country. Yeah. And it's been a pleasure, and this concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you. Likewise.